Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
1 year ago, during the Senate confirmation hearing for her seat on the United States Supreme Court, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson became fodder for conservative talk shows when she refused to provide a definition for the word woman. All across every media platform, whether it be television, radio, or the internet, the message was the same. One of the most intelligent women in the United States is incapable of a simple thing like defining the term woman. Now, we know Jackson's far-left leanings, and the fact that her refusal to answer the question was a tip of the hat to the transgender community, but to be fair, her follow-up response was spot on. She said, "It's the job of the courts to decide matters of law. It is not the job of the court to write definitions. That's the job of the legislative branch." To which we respond, "Amen." That's exactly right, and a case in point just became law last Friday when Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed Senate Bill 458, a bill to define the terms male and female in the Montana Code. So the obvious question is, why wasn't this done 100 years ago? And the answer is simple. It didn't need to be. The difference between men and women was commonly understood and accepted. Then, along came the transgender movement, and commonly held beliefs were now in question. The left co-opted the term gender and changed its meaning. It no longer had anything to do with biology. It now referred to how a person self-identified, regardless of biology. Society tolerated the change in meaning for a while, right up to the point where the lunacy of the idea began to have an effect on society as a whole. Grown men who identified as women were allowed to undress in front of little girls, as was the case at YWCA's in the state of Washington. Men who identified as women were allowed to compete and smash women's records in sporting events, including right here in Montana. And Montana high school students were forced to room with transgender students of the opposite sex while traveling to sporting and other events. Students were being disciplined for not using transgender students' preferred pronouns, and the kicker came when a Montana district court judge conflated the terms sex and gender, thus rendering an illogical decision because the two terms mean two different things. As Ketanji Brown Jackson said, it was time for the legislature to step up and define the terms to bring clarity to the law and provide direction for the courts. Senate Bill 458 was, without a doubt, one of the most contentious bills we've ever lobbied. The left was benefiting from the confusion and enjoyed operating in the gray area. Clarity was the last thing they wanted, and they pulled out all the stops. In an attempt to kill the bill, they cajoled, bribed, shamed, sweet-talked, twisted arms, threatened, and in the end offered to trade Democrat votes on key Republican bills. All to no avail. Republicans held tight, passed the bill by significant margins, and to his credit, Governor Gianforte actually signed the bill rather than simply allowing it to become law without his signature. The left has promised to sue, and when they do, we hope the judges remember the words of Justice Brown Jackson. It's not the role of the courts to write definitions. That role is reserved to the legislature. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.